and welcome back to 21 and Up. My grandma told me that beer is not a lady's drink. My name is Amy, and I'm 21.
And I'm Destiny. I'm coming here today with four less teeth.
And with us is Alicia.
Hey!
Alicia is 22.
Oh, yeah.
So, welcome to the club. She's also trying to swoop in on our podcast, I hear.
I did.
I spent all last weekend at my brother's wedding. It was so fun. There was open bar and we ordered pizza and danced and we ordered pizza at the hotel after the wedding.
Okay,
and
thank you.
Yeah, sorry. Alicia just gave me this look like, why the hell did you order a pizza?
Or I was like, was there a pizza bar? Which I was about to be like, that's awesome.
I'm into that for a wedding.
For real, yes.
Yeah. And yeah, I just had a blast last weekend, but I cannot say that Destiny had the same experience.
I didn't. It started off on Thursday. I went in that morning to get my wisdom teeth out, and it was rough. A lot rougher than I thought it was going to be. I was so nervous beforehand. I was standing in the lobby filling out paperwork, and I was nervous, but I wasn't shaking nervous, but I was standing there and I started getting really lightheaded. And so I ran to the bathroom and my boyfriend or fiance now had taken me. And so I ran to the bathroom and I sat down because, sometimes you sit down and you're fine. Well, I sat down on the toilet because I was like, well, maybe I just need to pee or something else. No, everything just started going black. So I was like, okay, no, get up, go to the lobby, don't pass out in the bathroom, no one will find
you. Before the surgery?
Before the surgery. And so I ran back into the lobby and sat down in a chair, and Jay was like, what is wrong with you? I was like, I'm going to pass out. And so he was like, okay. And so one of the little nurse ladies came in there, and she was like, oh, okay, no, you'll be fine. Here, let's just get up and walk to the room. And Jay was like, no, maybe we should just let her sit down for a second. She's like, no, just get up real slow. We started walking in not 2 seconds. I looked at Jay. I said, I can't see. And then it just went black. And I passed out. And then they carried me into the room. And I woke up. And have you ever passed out before? Totally went out, blacked out. Don't remember.
I don't think so.
Not, no.
Okay, well, it's scary. That was the second time that's happened in the last few months with me.
Are you okay? Should we get you checked out?
No. The first time I was in Mexico and
so you had too many margaritas?
Enough said.
And I think I was really dehydrated and I passed out in the shower.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, and Jay was with me there too and he literally thought I died. I woke up to him slapping me in the face so hard and he was like, Des! Des! I was like, okay, so when you pass out, it's literally you just fall asleep.
Yeah.
It's so weird. And you dream. But you're only out for a couple minutes. So it's super weird. But you're having crazy dreams. So when I woke up in the chair in the little surgery room, or it was more just a dentist office room, but I thought I was in the hospital because my glasses had fallen off and they had oxygen on me. And I think they had already put the IV in. No, they hadn't put the IV. But I had all these things on me and there I could just see nurses running around. I was like, what the heck?
You thought you were dying?
I literally thought I died and went to the hospital.
This is it right here.
And thankfully the lady was just like, oh no, you're okay. You just passed out. You're fine. So I was like, geez, okay, sorry. And anyways, so they give me the IV. And as soon as they put the IV in me, I went out. They didn't even say count back from 10. It was just and so.
That's how I know it's the good stuff.
Yeah. I don't remember waking up from the surgery at all. But apparently the doctor was walking me out to Jay and I passed out again. Thankfully he caught me, but yeah. So I actually remember waking up in a chair with oxygen on my face again. And the nurse is like, oh, you're okay, sweetie. You just passed out again. I was like, Jesus Christ.
That sounds like it should be on a sitcom. How many times can you pass out in the dentist's office?
Jay, when I finally got home and came to, he was like, you got to quit passing out on me. He was like, it scares the hell out of me.
Sorry, dude.
Because, your eyes start rolling back. And
sorry, I'm such an inconvenience to you. I'll try to hold back.
But, yeah, and so I don't remember the ride home. When we got home, we live on the second floor of an apartment. And so he said he was kind of helping me walk. And then he said I looked at him and goes, I feel dizzy again. He was like, nope. And so he like threw me over his shoulder and carried me up the
stairs. Oh, what a hero.
And then I got home and Jay thought it would be funny to take some videos.
Of course.
And
you know, you don't get your wisdom teeth taken out and then not document have it. Videos. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like going to the gym. You didn't go to the gym.
Did you take a selfie?
Yeah, exactly.
I was messed up. I don't remember. I'll insert a clip here of the few videos I have.
Yeah, I have to say, these are some of the funnier wisdom teeth videos I've seen. It's just like the David After dentist when he's like, I can't see anything. My lip hurt. And it's, oh my gosh. It's like you were trying to do it, but it was just all.
And I didn't, it's funny because I didn't come to till like an hour after that. Like I was sitting in bed and I kind of like started to realize that I was like, okay, I'm at home.
What's your chin feel like?
Like Play-Doh.
Like Play-Doh?
Mushy.
You got Play-Doh chin?
My lips don't feel right.
They don't feel right? It's because they're swollen right now because you just had mouth surgery. Just a little bit. You finally got big lips like you wanted. Hey, don't pull on that.
Is it beautiful? This is my crib off my damn TV.
I hate you, this.
This is not where I live.
This is where you live, huh? I love you.
Did they take all my teeth out?
No, not all of them. Just the four, yep. They didn't take all your teeth out. You're walking around with gums. That's okay, you're not supposed to remember. They put you down, remember?
I passed out 2 times.
2 times, yep. You remember that?
I remember the first time.
Yeah, you remember the first time?
The second time?
Yeah, second time you were all loopy, so you didn't remember.
I passed out.
Yeah, you passed out, and the doctor got you in the chair.
Did you catch me?
No, he caught you that time. I wasn't allowed to be back there the second time. Remember I caught you the first time?
But yeah, Jay kept laughing because he said I kept looking at my, before he started recording, he said I would look at my dog and be like, what are you looking at? And he thought he was in the living room and he was like, what? And he said, I just kept staring at her going, what are you looking at?
I do that sober. So I don't need drugs for that.
But yeah, it was rough. And then I hurt pretty bad for a few days afterwards and my face swelled, but I'm here.
Yay.
I'm feeling better. Well, or less teeth.
I am afraid that the making fun of you might not be done just yet. If you've listened to the first episode of our podcast, Destiny and I shared stories of our firsts, including first boyfriend or first date. I don't remember. Do you wanna recap that story?
Well, he was like my first kind of real boyfriend. You know, you have like little elementary, junior high boyfriends for like a couple weeks. But I want to say we dated for maybe 3 months.
Okay.
Some 2 months. I don't remember. But he was my first real boyfriend. But I mean, it wasn't serious at all. And I just kind of thought he was cute. And then I broke up with him because I didn't really like to hang out with him that much.
Yeah. And then what happened?
Oh, and then I guess it was after high school. He came out as openly gay, which is fine.
Which is great.
No,
because guess what happened this weekend? As I mentioned, I went to my brother's wedding. One of our great family friends, he's best friends with my sister. His name is Lance. He's just moved in with his new boyfriend. They're so happy and cute. He brought him to the wedding and he's tall and has blue eyes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so great to finally meet you. And he says, yeah. Hey, by the way, I heard about your internship, and I actually know Destiny Clemens, your co-intern. I dated her in high school.
What?
And I said, oh, my God.
You're
him. And he was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, she told me the story of how you guys dated. And then her first boyfriend turned out to be gay, and you're the one who's gay. And he's like, yep, I guess that's me.
That is so, what a small world. She sent me, I was at the movies, and I saw at the drive-in theater, and I picked up my phone, and so I had a Snapchat. I was like, oh, what's Amy doing? And then she sent me a picture of him and her and the guy, and I was like, what? I was like, how does that? Because I didn't even know he was in DFW or anything. I haven't talked to him since.
Well, he's doing great. Let me tell you, him and Lance are so cute together.
He's doing great without you.
Yeah,
no
yeah,
worry.
He's really. And on that note, he also told me how you broke up with him.
Was it over text?
Over text on his birthday.
I do remember now that it was. I just remember, I don't remember it was on his birthday. Dang, I was savage.
You're cold. You are a cold-hearted woman.
Okay, I do remember I got him a birthday present, and then I felt like I wasn't going to give it to him because
the present was, we're over.
And so I gave it to like one of his...
I'm permission to now, in the future, date Amy's family friend, Lance.
I gave it to his best, the watch to his best friend.
Wait, what?
I was savage. I didn't know what to do with it. I was friends with one of his best friends. And I was like, man, I got this watch for Mason, and now I don't really know what to, I don't know what to do with it. And so I think he was like, oh, I'll take it. And I was like, oh, here you go. It was like a $30 watch from Cole.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-mm. Well, I hung out with him again last night at my sister's birthday dinner.
That is
like
so
really,
funny.
We're going to become great friends.
That is hilarious.
Which bring him on the podcast one week.
We should. Yes. Confront it.
Oh, that would
CP's still emotionally scarred.
I really think he's okay. He seemed very okay last night.
I think we're both doing just fine. It was not like a serious thing at all.
I mean, what high school relationship is like the
it
most
was just,
serious thing ever?
Oh, that is so funny. So I guess he's living here now. I guess he's...
Yeah, they live in Dallas.
Okay.
Happy.
Doing great. Mm-hmm. Really great. But I thought this would be a interesting topic since we now know that Destiny is a cold-hearted woman when she breaks up with a man. If any of us had any funny bad breakup stories or weird exes,
I think honestly, I mean, like I said, he was like my first boyfriend, and then my second boyfriend is the guy I'm engaged to that we've been together for 5.5 years, so I don't have a lot of like crazy stories. I do have one. This was in junior high, so it doesn't count really as an ex story, but it's funny. I this guy was my boyfriend for maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I think it was around New Year's. And I remember he texted me, Happy New Year's. And then he said, I love you. This was over text message. And I just said, yeah, let's break up. And I broke up with him. And he was like, what? And I was like, let's break up. This is moving too fast. Boys in my junior high were serious.
It sounds like
it. Was like 2 weeks and they were like, I love you. And I was, not ready for that.
You're so mature at that age.
14.
Yeah, I would have been like, oh my God, I love you too.
I don't even know. I don't even think we ever went on a date together.
I mean, no.
I think we just saw each other
drive.
At school. No.
Oh, that was the worst. When you couldn't drive, but a boy would ask you out and you had your parents
drop
you off.
Yeah, both your parents drop you off.
Yes.
At the movies.
I would tell the boy to hide in the theater so my dad didn't be like, who's that? Are you meeting him? What's his name? Are you dating? Like 30 questions later. And I'm like, I'm just going to go into the movie now. Thanks, Dad.
With all my girlfriends.
Yes, this one guy.
One of my bad breakup stories, this is when I was cold-hearted in middle school. In the very last day of the sixth grade, a boy asked me to go out because that's the term. That's what the kids were calling it those days. And I had never spoken to him ever in my life. But all of my friends were like, oh, he's so sweet. You should go out with him. And I'm like, yeah, sure. So there was a class field trip to Six Flags after that. And we spent the whole day at Six Flags together. And I was really quiet because I didn't know this boy. And then it was summer and I never saw him. But he's still my boyfriend, I guess. He sent me a postcard from their family vacation in like Florida, I think, with an alligator on it. And my dad was like, who's this from? And I was like, I don't know. And then he called my house and asked me if I wanted to hang out with him and his friend and like the other girlfriend, like a double date at their house. And I was like, hold on, I have to ask my mom and I'll call you back. And then I plotted how I was going to break up with him over the phone during this time because I literally did not know his point. And so I called him back and I was like, my mom said I can't go. And also, I think we should just be friends.
We were so savage when we were little.
Oh my gosh.
We haven't spoken since.
I do have another funny story. In sixth grade, this boy that was my boyfriend for, again, probably 2 or 3 weeks, his name was Brett. And I wrote, it was a school field day. And so I painted D plus B on my face, like on the side of my face. And I got sunburned.
Oh, no.
And it like tanned on my face. Or like the paint, you know, was like tanned on my face. So I had D plus B and a tan on my face.
Do you have pictures of that?
I haven't seen any. It was like sixth grade. So no one really had their phones.
Why do y'all stories make me feel like an angel right now?
I was about to say, wow, all our breakup stories are from middle school.
Like,
Alicia, are you more interesting than we are? Because I just think you might be.
I don't know if I want to share my stories because I thought y'all had some.
No, I have some more. I mean, and I've recruited stories from my friends.
Okay,
so
well,
I've got some.
Okay, well, let me kick this off, I guess. Okay, one, I will say you're not the devil from what you did, because I have some as you were talking, I was like, oh wait, I can't judge because I've done that. For example, I dated this guy a couple months in high school. He went to a different high school than I, and so my birthday's in January, and
we got the same Capricorn.
Oh hey. Oh, Aquarius. And there's not much to do in January. It's cold. There's not many like festivals going on, so every year I'd go to the Dallas Stars hockey game. Okay, and that was like what I did every single year. And this kid, we just, bless him, I just didn't like him that much anymore. And we went to different schools, and I was more interested in the guys at my school, and we were not serious. So I was planning on breaking up with him. And then my friend, who was, like, friends with us, she was like, no, don't do that yet. And I was like, no, like, I'm ready to, like, cut it off. And she was like, no, please don't do that. And I was like, why? And she said, he just bought you front row glass tickets to the Dallas Stars game. And I was like, well, what am I supposed to do? Like, I can't use him for the Yes, I can. We were not good, and he was not the best boyfriend. So I kind of used him, and I went to the game. But I think I was in the right, because I think that was better to do than just dump him, even though he spent the money on the tickets. So we went to the game together, and I had a great time. And then, like, 2 days later, I kind of broke up with him. What do you think? Good or bad?
I don't see a problem with it.
I thought it was more rude to be like, yeah, we're done.
Yeah, and then just leave him with nobody to take
to the game.
Yeah,
who's he
going
to take to the game? It'd be awkward.
And then I was like, I could have asked for the tickets and then took someone else.
Right.
But that's like, nah, that's way too mean.
No, I think it's fine.
Oh.
It's fine.
Yeah, no, if you broke up with him, you don't get custody of the tickets.
Well, he already gave them to me. He like gave them to me and like handed them to me. And then I was thinking about the next day being like, hey, like, I want to, like, break up.
You would have to give them back, though.
I would have kept them.
Okay. Yeah, good thing you didn't break up with him.
Yeah, so
I think if that's the options.
It was very immature back then. But no, so ex-boyfriends, bad breakup. So I have one. My most recent ex in college, we dated for like a year. So we were pretty serious, I guess, like, to the point we had a dog together.
I love that you were serious, but you only, quote, dated.
We don't have time to explain this whole relationship, I promise you. So we had a dog together. His name was Pudge. He was a pit bull with bright blue eyes. Cutest Ooh. Thing ever. So cute. And I played on the softball team. He was also an athlete. He played on the baseball team. And sometimes I had away games when he had home games. And when I went away, he would cheat on me with the girl we hired to watch the dog.
Ew. That's so messy.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. It was great. And then I found out that when I was away, they would, you know, have some fun, I guess. And then Sunday, he would kick her out of his place, come pick me up from the bus.
Oh, ew.
And then we go back.
Oh, that is
Does he still have the rough. Dog?
No. So after we broke up, because I wanted to keep the dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Custody battle.
Right. But he got rid of him.
What?
He sold the dog without telling me. Without telling me. He was a great guy. Real catch.
What a douche. I don't like this guy.
No one does. That's why we're not together anymore.
So did the other girl know about you?
No. Okay, so this is how he found out.
So about- did she just think it was just his dog, I guess?
Yes. Hold on. It gets... Okay, real quick. So this is how we... I mean, girls are not stupid. Newsflash, guys. Girls know stuff. Like, you are not that smart at hiding things, okay?
And even if we don't know stuff, our friends are great snoopers.
All of his friends knew. No one told me. Oh. And I was friends with the baseball players. No one told me. Even his roommate didn't tell me. Yeah. But anyways, so we were at... I had a softball game, and it ended early. So I was able to go to the baseball game, which never happens. We go to the baseball game, and she's there holding Pudge, which that's her job. We, like, literally pay her to watch him. I go up to her to say thank you so much for, and I've never like met her. I just gave him money to give to her. So I went up to her and said, thank you so much for watching him. You're really helping us out. And she looked at me like I was crazy. And she was like, oh, okay. And I guess she just thought I was friends with, him. I won't say his name.
Oh my gosh.
So she like doesn't give me the dog. And then his roommate comes out and she gives him the dog, and then she walks away, and then he turns around and gives me the dog because his parents were there and he was going out to dinner. So I see her watching him talk to me, give me the dog and the keys to his car so me and my ex could drive back to his place. And at this point, all the baseball players are coming out, right, one by one. My ex has not come out yet, and you can see through a window like who's waiting for you. He has not come out yet. And then I get a text saying, hey, go ahead and go start the car. I'll meet you at the car. That's when I started getting a little like, what? Like, this is when the red flags started going. He had a bad game. As an athlete, I'm like, understandable. You don't want to talk. You just want to go straight to the car. I get it. She didn't leave, but everyone else did. And he was the last player out. And I started putting two and two together. And I was like, something's just not right. And so I leave. I go to the car. But then instead of staying in the car, I said, no problem, babe. I'll come pick you up at the front.
Yes.
In your roommate's car with your dog in the front seat. And he was like, no, you don't have to do that. I'll just come straight out. And I said, no, you're not. I go to the front, wait. And she leaves, goes to her car. And instead of just like backing out and going left and just leaving the ballpark, she goes all the way around and drives right by the front gate where I'm parked. And he's getting in the car. And she just stares him down. At that point, I'm like, something's wrong. I'm about to look into this. We get home that night. She's texting him. I see her phone number and, like, name popping up. And I was like, first of all, I'm in town. Why are you texting that girl? I will put my hand on a Bible. I have never gone through a man's phone because I don't want them doing that to me. You should trust me if you're going to date me. I'm very open and honest. I went through his phone that night because something was fishy.
I don't blame you. I think if I suspected something, I'd do the same.
The only time, I knew something was up, and I found months of really intimate text messages between the two.
Ew.
And I was like, are you, and we were like 8 months in. And I found one text, and that was basically the end of us, that said, it was spring break, and I was supposed to go to the beach. I didn't go because I had to watch the dog. And he said our dog sitter couldn't watch. I thought she was just the dog sitter. She texted him saying, oh, who's going to watch Pudge because I'm gone? And he said, oh, a friend on the softball team.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That hurts.
That was fun. Man. That was a great
time.
I'm
so sorry.
I feel like we're just reliving some really sad memories right now.
Dark.
Oh, no, I'm so over it, let me tell you. Like, I celebrated hard when, okay, I win the relationship.
Yay!
Thank you. He got kicked off the baseball team for being a really bad person, and his team and the coaches voted against him coming back.
Nice.
So I win.
Karma, you know.
Thank you.
That works itself out.
Yeah. That's just one story, though, so.
How many do you have?
Too many.
I didn't date great guys. I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you have some interesting stories. I have one kind of from one of my friends from school. It just cracks me up every time I think about it. So she dated this guy, I think, long distance for a little while. And she got an email from the guy she was dating that he broke up with her, literally typed up like a 6-page paper in MLA format, saved it as a PDF, and sent it to her. And it was like this, and I remember something at the end, he was like, I'm crying and I can't stop crying. We laughed so hard.
Like a works cited page and everything.
Literally like page numbers and all.
You know what she should have done?
She just laughed.
Edit. No, send back like edits on the paper. Like, missed out this.
Red you pen marks all over that.
If you would have put this here, it would have made more sense, more emotional.
Your argument wasn't strong enough in this paragraph.
Oh, that would have been so
dude.
Funny.
C minus breakup, but okay, bye.
That is so funny.
So funny. Like who types, first of all, who breaks up with someone over email? But also, who breaks up with someone over like an MLA?
Honestly, you can't be mad at that.
What's worse, or a text message?
No, if someone sent me that, I would say, props. You know what? You're right.
Props to you. Like, you just wrote out a 6-page paper for no reason. Gosh.
One time my current boyfriend and I broke up for a brief period. LOL. Good times, right? And since he's a musician in the moment, and I was really, really pissed off, obviously, I was like, you better at least write a song about this. And he got so mad.
Yeah.
He got so offended that I would like take this really hard moment, because it wasn't like we're fighting breakup. It was like really like we were both sad about it, but he was just dumb. He was like, I'm freaking out about the future, so we have to break up now. And I was like, okay, well, you better write a song about this. And he's like, how could you even say that?
I like how that is such a musician thing to get mad at. How dare you?
Like, how can you make fun of me for my feelings and my songs? I'm sorry, Luke. I love you. But you know, we're past that.
I want to hear the song.
I do too.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah. Well, when we were getting back together, he was like, it was raining one day and the only rain jacket I had was like the one that he let me borrow. And so I texted him and I was like, hey, so it just made me like remember that I have your rain jacket. I don't really want it. Do you want it back or else I'm probably going to like throw it away or like donate it or something? And he's like, I don't really care. And so then when we were getting back together, we're talking about when I texted him that day and he was like, yeah, that was like really hard for me. And I wrote a really great song.
Oh my God.
Over a rain jacket.
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't like my rain jacket, you know, it wasn't like that, but like just like the text and the rainy weather, like really, it was really depressing. It really makes the creative juices flow.
That is so funny.
Well, that we need to hear.
Yeah,
like, that one's not recorded, but if I can bring him in, I'll bring him into the lounge.
Bring him in here and let's record it.
Okay.
Yes.
And maybe also like one of his like good, happy songs.
Just make him play all his most depressing songs. And they're all about Amy. It's like, that girl.
None of them were like, F this girl. They were all like, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, at least it wasn't like a diss track against you.
Right. No, because he had no reason to hate me. I'm perfect.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of hating men, so one more story I'll say. This was like freshman year, I think. So I was best friends with this dude. Never thought about like doing more until we started becoming closer and closer. And we sat next to each other in every single class. One of my best guy friends, hands down. And one day he was like texting me and he told me that he asked, totally like immature relationship status right here. He asked, so do you have a crush on anyone?
And oh, like, my God. This was in college?
No. Freshman high school.
Oh, okay.
Freshman high school. Like, Don't worry. No. He said, you know, the cliche, so do you have a crush on anyone?
Oh, yeah. I totally did that.
And so I was like, well, you only ask that if you're wanting me to say you. So I was like, you. First of all, I've always been the first one to, like, initiate something.
Hell, yeah.
I go up to every guy I've ever dated. I was the one to be like, hey, I like you. What are you doing today? You know? So I said, you. And he goes, oh, I wanted you to say that. And I was like, oh, really? Never saw that coming. So we went to a date. It was like Friday he did this. So Friday night, went on a date. I was so happy, guys. Like, I actually really liked this guy. We were great friends. He was like super cute.
Hi.
And picked me up in his truck. We went out with some friends and then went to a bonfire. And then he wanted to leave early, and I was like, all right, we can spend some quality time together. So we leave, and we're by ourselves at some, like, football field. And, you know, we're just having a good time at the football field, you know, kissing,
make
talking.
Out corner.
Yeah. and then he decides to randomly ask me to, how do I say this?
Get nicely? Dirty.
Get a little dirtier, I guess. Go a little further than I wanted to. Let's just say that.
Oh, yeah.
But I started laughing because he's very funny. And he said it kind of like in a joking way.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, like, so I started laughing. I was like, no, shut up. Like, stop it. He was serious. And then he asked again. And he was like, in a serious tone, he asked me again. Ew. And I was like, no. I was like, I can't tell if you're joking right now. Will you please help me out? Because like, this is the first date, dude. Like, you're ruining this moment. No. And because I said no, he gets up, takes his stuff, and says, let's go home. It was like 9 o'clock. Walked straight to his car. And this whole time, I'm waiting for him to crack up. I thought it was a joke. And he does it. He gets in his car, does not talk to me, drives me all the way home, drops me off, leaves, and never talk to me again.
You should be thankful that that didn't work out, because he sounds like the type of person that would beat his wife.
Never. Yeah.
I mean, he sounds like a terrible person.
Worst thing about it, we sat next to each other in class for the rest of the year, and he never talked to me again.
Oh, that's so
I mean,
awkward.
Good.
I mean, yeah, I was like, you're lost, buddy, but whatever. But
high school relationships are so awkward because you have to see the person.
Yeah.
Yeah. One time I broke up with a guy I dated in high school. Like, we're all in the same friend group. We're all in theater together. And his best friend peed on my car outside of Whataburger.
Ew.
I found out about like a year after.
Because you broke up with his friend?
Yeah. So like, we were all in the same friend group. And me and like the one guy started dating. And then I broke up with him and like very quickly got back together with my ex. I was in this on and off relationship through all of high school. I just kept breaking up with people to
sounds
get back
like
with
a
him.
High school thing. Yeah.
And so the guy I broke up with, his best friend peed on my car.
That's disgusting, but it's not the worst that could happen.
I mean, yeah, like, what do you I didn't know
at least
know.
He peed on my your car fine. And like not on
like they were actually trying to like, you know, ruin my life. Like, I'm still friends with all these people, but they're just like, you know, their buddy's feeling down. How can you make your buddy feel better? Pee on his ex-girlfriend's car.
You get revenge now. A few years have gone by. They'll never expect
honestly, it. They would probably appreciate it.
Probably.
Because, like, it's just their sense of humor, so I'm not even upset about it.
Well, I'm glad I have y'all, because since I don't have very many interesting ex stories, but y'all's were good. I think we can all agree we're all a little savage sometimes.
I'm very savage. If you make me mad, especially with relationships, or like if you hurt my friend, I think it's just like the really sassy side of me comes out, and I will get revenge.
That's good. I admire that. See, I was just very like, I didn't want to make anyone mad. I don't like confrontation. I think that's probably when I broke up with Mason. I just sent him a text, apparently on his birthday, and I was just like, hey, you know. I don't even remember what I said. I probably just said, like, let's just be friends. And I actually do remember he still invited me to his birthday party. Because I remember him saying...
Because he's so nice.
He was super nice. And I remember he had two big Great Danes.
Oh.
That were super nice.
I was going to say, like, I'm pretty savage, but I've never dumped a guy on his birthday. So I think you might take the crown here.
Yay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, Mason. I wish you well in your life endeavors.
Well, if any of you have any crazy breakup stories or exes that you wish you never even had time to call them your boyfriend, so they wouldn't even be your ex.
Ran about it, girl.
Yes. Just send them over.
We do have an Instagram page now.
Yeah, DM, slide into the DMs. Hit us up about your ex. We can cyberbully him. I'm just kidding.
Or they would be like, who is this?
We'll write a song about him.
We'll write a song about him, and then you can hear
it. We'll swift him.
Hopefully, yeah, we'll swift him.
Mm-hmm. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe on Audio Boom or Apple Podcast. And I hope you all have a beautiful weekend.